Negotiations between pro-Palestinian demonstrators and leaders at UW-Madison have hit a roadblock. It's Thursday, May 9th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, a progressive law firm is urging the U.S. Attorney's Office to investigate two Republican campaign operatives for potential civil rights violations. And Rich Kramer will have the latest on how local community leaders are reacting after a refugee resettlement bill sparked controversy in Eau Claire. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Negotiations between UW-Madison leaders and students involved in pro-Palestinian demonstrations have stalled. That's according to both groups. A statement from campus leaders yesterday said they're open to further discussions, but are, quote, deeply disappointed by the outcome. Protesters have demanded the university divest from Israeli businesses and completely remove police from campus. Vignesh Ramachandran is a graduate student and spokesperson for the protesters.
After 30 minutes today, we walked out because the administration repeatedly refused to engage with what student and faculty negotiators were saying. We said we are still willing to participate in good faith conversations, but they have refused to engage after multiple attempts in moving forward.
Campus leaders say they don't plan to have law enforcement take action to remove the encampment, but they have warned that students will be disciplined if commencement is interrupted this weekend. President Joe Biden was in Wisconsin yesterday as part of an announcement for a $3.3 billion investment from Microsoft to build an artificial intelligence data center. That center will go on land originally slated for development by Foxconn in Mount Pleasant. It's an expansion of previous data center plans that Microsoft announced last year. The company is also planning to partner with Gateway Technical College to develop a data center academy that'll train 1,000 people by 2030. Brad Smith is the vice chairman and president of Microsoft.
More than anything, this project is about using the power of AI to fuel the future of manufacturing companies and jobs and skills across the state of Wisconsin and around the country.
Biden praised the plans, which he called a, quote, significant investment in infrastructure. Senate Republican leaders accused the president of using the visit as a political stunt. A progressive law firm is urging the U.S. Attorney's Office to investigate two Republican campaign operatives for text messages they sent during the 2020 election. Anya Van Wagtendonk has more.
In 2020, Republicans Andrew Iverson and Carlton Huffman texted about trolling Democratic voters. As reported by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, one idea was to request rides for Trump voters from Souls to the Polls. That's a Black-led, Milwaukee-based group that brings voters to polling places. The group Law Forward argues that trying to overwhelm the group's resources may have violated federal civil rights laws. Reverend Greg Lewis, who directs Souls to the Polls, called the messages callous.
It just shows that, you know, people who don't care are certainly in charge of providing leadership in our government.
Iverson now directs the Wisconsin Republican Party. A spokesperson said his comments were jokes. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Meanwhile, a conservative group is suing to block parts of a sweeping overhaul of Wisconsin alcohol regulations. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty case focuses on how the new law impacts private venues known as wedding barns. In the past, people renting the barns could provide their own alcohol to attendees as long as they didn't charge for it. Under the new rules, wedding barns are now considered public spaces. That means owners must get a liquor license or a special permit, limiting them to just 6 events per year. Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty attorney Lucas Weber says the new law exempts other public spaces like campgrounds and parking lots from those requirements. He says that violates the state constitution's Equal Protection Clause.
It's a nonsensical law, and it just creates a lot of issues for a lot of people. And for our clients, it effectively will put them out of business or at least significantly hurt their ability to stay in business.
The alcohol law revamp received strong support from alcohol wholesalers, brewers, and the Tavern League of Wisconsin. Earlier this year, Republican lawmakers from the Eau Claire area proposed a controversial plan. Their bill would have required the federal government or nonprofit organizations to inform local elected officials of plans to resettle refugees within 100 miles of their communities. But not all community leaders agree with the move.
You may say that, oh, this is my place, this is my county, this is my area. But I would say no. You only came before me, and I came after you. That doesn't give you more rights than me, but we are all Americans at the end of the day, and we all deserve respect.
Coming up, Rich Kramer will have more on the situation in the Eau Claire area. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, a refugee resettlement agency in Eau Claire has found homes for 24 people fleeing war in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but it didn't happen without controversy. Rich Kramer reports the initiative sparked local protest and responses from Republican lawmakers. Other community members have worked to welcome the new arrivals.
Inside a nondescript office building near downtown Eau Claire, seven residents are learning how they might be able to help 75 refugees escaping war and persecution adjust to life in Wisconsin.
These people have fled their homes and suffered unimaginable loss.
Local resident Jody Jewell is leading the volunteer training for nonprofit resettlement agency World Relief.
They've had to leave behind careers, cultural norms, homes, family members. However, their past difficulties are not what define them. They are some of the most resilient, driven, and joy-filled people that you'll ever meet.
The volunteers could pick new arrivals up at the airport, help get apartments ready for families who have likely lived in refugee camps for years, or be a friendship partner, helping individuals get acquainted with the city and connected with local resources. They must be ready to help on short notice. Jewel says that's the nature of resettlement. More than 16,000 refugees have come to Wisconsin since 2001. Some past resettlement plans have faced backlash from local citizens. It happened in Eau Claire last fall. There was a protest, claims that World Relief and the city's manager kept the resettlement secret for months, and a local activist crowdfunded a billboard falsely claiming World Relief was using tax dollars to traffic Somalis to the city. Barron City Council member Isak Muhammad is a refugee from Somalia who moved to Wisconsin in 2013. He fled the ongoing civil war in his home country and spent 3 years living in a refugee camp before coming to the U.S.
You may say that, oh, this is my place, this is my county, this is my area, but I would say no. You only came before me, and I came after you. That doesn't give you more rights than me, but we are all Americans at the end of the day, and we all deserve respect.
The situation in Eau Claire spawned Republican legislation at the state and federal level. A state GOP bill would have required notifications of every elected official within a 100-mile radius of a resettlement plan. World Relief Vice President of Advocacy Matthew Sorens says they've followed the same process that's existed since Congress passed the Refugee Act of 1980. He said the bill would have only made more work for local governments and would serve no purpose.
Except for to maybe make refugees feel bad as they're arriving in a community, because they've been singled out as this unique population that needs to have this level of thousands of meetings, potentially, that is not required for transplants from other states or from other lawful immigrants who are arriving in the community.
The bill was vetoed by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Wook-Soo Kim is a professor at the University of Buffalo School of Social Work in New York, who co-founded the school's Immigrant and Refugee Research Institute. She says opposition to resettlements can come from a lot of places, like racism, bias, and fear of the unknown. She says constant communications with local communities is key to acceptance, and it can take years or even generations.
It's all about making it real for people and showing them firsthand experience with individuals. Sometimes, you know, we have to start from the early childhood education to make the kids feel more comfortable with the differences.
Prospective World Relief volunteer Felicia Deering of Eau Claire says she thinks opposition to the refugees came from a place of fear or anger based on a lack of information. Deering says she feels called to help the new arrivals because of her Christian faith.
To my fellow Christians, if you are having those thoughts, just remember that Christ did everything in love and that he did call us to take care of the widows, the orphans, the refugees.
The opposition to Eau Claire's refugee resettlement plan has quieted and the billboards have come down. World Relief is currently waiting on word from the federal government on when the remaining 51 individuals will arrive in Wisconsin. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks to WPR's Rich Kramer for bringing us that story, and thanks to you for joining us today. I'm Alex Crow, your host of the program, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, we'll be back in your podcast feed again tomorrow morning and every weekday afterwards. And hey, if you got some feedback for us, just leave a comment on Apple Podcasts, or you can always send us an email at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.